Hi, I'm Morgan McCullum. I am the creator of Boise Art Scene. I appreciate you being along for this journey that I've been on. Right now, I'm at the Commonwell. This is where I'm doing a residency until May through Alexa Rose. It's a great opportunity. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to do with it. Right now, I'm planning to work on a documentary about what makes the city livable, what can help it bring artists in. This will culminate in a longer piece than I normally do. I'm hoping to make it 30-ish minutes. I want it to be something that I can show at film festivals and, you know, help bring awareness about Boise art. So I'm Morgan McCullum. I am a editor, videographer, director. I do pretty much everything. It seemed appropriate to do a vlog style entry, I guess. I'm not quite sure. This is all very new to me, but I'm hoping that, you know, we can bring awareness to what artists need. I think that this city is very vibrant. This whole area is very vibrant. I just think that more people need to know what we have going on here. And I'm super grateful for opportunities like this, having studio space, having being surrounded by artists and art. It's really cool. I had my first meeting today about what I want to do, and I realize it's very scattered still. But one thing that came from that was the idea or the thought that I should probably be putting myself more forward, and that's what I'm hoping to do here. So I am planning to do kind of a vlog entry sort of thing. And tonight is Monday. It's raining outside. It's an interesting night. but yeah, I'm hoping to be a little bit more, have you guys be a bit more involved in what I'm doing and what's going on here. On Wednesday, I've got a couple interviews set up with one artist here and then another one down the road, or not down the road, who doesn't have a residency here. But so look forward to those. Yeah, I'm obviously very polished here. But I've got some lights that I was able to purchase with the help of this residency going on. So I'm up in my game a little bit, and that's where I hope to keep going from here. So I appreciate you all being along for the journey. My personal handle that I don't always post on, it's mostly just pictures of my dog, is McCullum_media on Instagram. That one I don't really do on Facebook or anything else like that. And then this, of course, would be Boise Art Scene. But it's all just my project. I do have a friend who sometimes often helps post things on social media. But since 2020, I am the videographer, editor, producer, everything, one big hat of this series. And I appreciate you all following along with my project. I'm glad that, you know, I never thought that I'd have so many people interested in the art that we've got going on here, but this area has got so much going on, and I'm so grateful that you get that you let me share it with you. So as things go on here at the Commonwealth and around, you know, where this is very close to Searles and VAC and a whole bunch of art places happen with things going on, Spaceport. There's so much here, and I want to share it with people. But also I want to talk about the realities. And, you know, I've interviewed more than 50 artists, coming up on 60, I think, made videos about more, just over 50 of them. And I feel like the community here is very disconnected in a lot of ways. So I think that, you know, having space to bring things together, having things like Art Guide of Ada County, you know, that helps to bring this all together. And I want to also talk about how different, you know, things that the city can do, things that donors can do, you know, places like the Commonwealth here where we've got communal workspace or and private workspace, of course, but being in a room with other people creating things and talking with people about creating and what I want to create, it's very inspiring. And I'm excited. This wasn't on my list for things that I was gonna do at all. But after the conversation today, I had to drive out to Wilder tonight. And on the way back, I was just thinking, you know, what can I do to make myself a little more front and center? And I'm leading the interviews, you know, I've changed to more of a podcast format, where it's audio and we can have longer interviews that people can pick up and put down, listen to on the commute. And in doing that, I have added myself to the conversation, where the videos that I made always had myself removed. So I'm trying to be a bit more front and center, and I'm trying to put myself out there a bit more. So that's a big part of what this video is. I'm currently, again, sitting in the Commonwealth in just one of the common areas. You know, I've got art all around me. It's wonderful. Great big open space. So I look forward to creating more of these, and I look forward to hearing your feedback about what this project could be, you know. But the end goal here, I'm going to have my intention. Everything's still ethereal at the moment, but my plan is to have a showing of a hopefully 30-minute-ish piece about what artists need in this community and what can be done to help them. I have so much more that I could say, but this video is already fairly long, and I think that I will, you know, leave it here. But I just want to talk about what people need and how we can help artists and help this community become more. So we've got so much going on, and if we all band together, you know, we'll be unstoppable. So that's my discoherent rant for the night. Again, my plan is to probably try and do these on Monday nights. That seems reasonable. Yeah. So thank you, everybody. Again, I'm Morgan McCollum. This has been my project. This is my project. Just bringing awareness to artists. I've interviewed people who are well-known. I've interviewed people who are unknown. I think everybody is worthy of getting their stuff shared. So thank you all for listening to me ramble, and I hope to see more of you. I will try to keep everybody up to date or updated on when I'm here, what I'm doing, and there might be a little less polish to some of the things that come out in the immediate, because what I'm doing is interviews for a larger piece. I'm doing my interviews for my documentary, and I plan to release them as podcast episodes, but they might not have the normal polish that I put on things because they're for something different. So there might be a few more ums, ahs. You might get to hear more of my rambling questions. So yeah, look forward to it. This is a new adventure and a new journey, and I look forward to seeing how it turns out. Bye.